A chaplain may enter a room alone, but that moment rests on an entire formation journey. In military settings where trust, readiness, grief, moral strain, and spiritual questions can converge, preparation is not optional. It is part of the mission.
And that preparation begins long before a credential is issued. Through Chaplain Resource Network, an initiative of the Marsh Institute for Chaplains, formation moves from the first course through a structured pipeline designed to build knowledge, judgment, and a clear understanding of the chaplain's role.
That role has important boundaries. Chaplains offer spiritual care, attentive presence, and support for people of varied beliefs. They do not diagnose or treat mental health conditions. When needs exceed their scope, they make an appropriate referral while continuing to provide pastoral support.
Knowing when to remain present and when to refer sounds simple, but it requires formation. A chaplain must recognize risk, respect confidentiality within its proper limits, work responsibly with other professionals, and avoid promising what chaplaincy cannot provide.
The curriculum builds that kind of disciplined care over time. Each stage adds depth, moving learners beyond good intentions toward accountable practice. Coursework, reflection, guided application, and credential review help ensure that a chaplain can carry responsibility with humility and sound judgment.
Consider a service member who asks to speak privately after receiving difficult news from home. The person is distressed, has stopped sleeping, and says the pressure feels impossible. A formed chaplain listens without rushing, attends to spiritual and moral concerns, and assesses what support is needed within the chaplain's scope.
If the conversation raises concerns that require clinical care or immediate intervention, the chaplain refers through the appropriate channel. The chaplain does not attempt a diagnosis. At the same time, referral does not mean abandonment. The chaplain can remain a steady spiritual presence as other professionals provide treatment.
That is why military chaplaincy capacity is about more than placing people in roles. It is about forming trustworthy caregivers who understand military context, honor diverse convictions, stay within scope, and serve as part of a wider network of care.
For donors and federation partners, the investment sustains that formation infrastructure. It supports a rigorous path from entry-level learning to credentialed service, along with the standards and educational resources that help chaplains serve responsibly.
It also strengthens long-term mission capacity. Every well-formed chaplain can extend care into places where service members and families may be carrying grief, separation, uncertainty, or questions of meaning that do not fit neatly into another setting.
The cost of a calling is not measured only in tuition, time, or coursework. It includes the careful formation required to turn compassion into competent, ethical, field-ready spiritual care.
And that is what support for the Marsh Institute for Chaplains sustains. Not simply a credential, but the capacity to place prepared chaplains where trust matters, boundaries matter, and faithful presence can help someone take the next right step.